This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com. 12
to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There are those moments in history when people do jump the shark at the perfect tipping point. America and the world was sick of all the attacks on Trump. They were seeing through them. I was telling people just last week that we'd reached the tipping point. And then Kathy Griffin comes out like an ISIS sympathizer and basically promotes chopping the president's head off. And the media then suddenly turns against her. We're going to break it all down with an exclusive big announcement dealing with this lady and others on the other side of the break. But here is a key John Bound report that ties into all of it.
To recognize Oscar Lopez Rivera, formerly one of the leaders of the FLAN, a seditious Marxist paramilitary group responsible for over 130 bomb attacks on the United States in the name of Puerto Rican independence. Well, we'll have a parade for him, of course.
My husband was at a business meeting January 24th, 1975, at Francis Tavern, the FALN, of which Oscar Lopez Rivera was a leader, placed a bomb in the restaurant, which exploded, killing four people, my husband among them. His being honored by being Grand Marshal of the parade is an absolute disgrace. And particularly that it's happening in New York, where the FALN really had a reign of terror that affected all aspects of life in New York in the 70s and the early 80s.
InfoWars' Kellen McBreen writes, New York City's Puerto Rican Day Parade will be honoring convicted terrorist Oscar Lopez Rivera. He was sentenced to 55 years in prison in 1981 on charges of robbery, seditious conspiracy, and transportation of firearms and explosives. In January 2017, Rivera's prison sentence was commuted by then-President Barack Obama. Fellow domestic terrorist Bill Ayers celebrated Obama's clemency for Rivera on Twitter, saying, "Great news." In 1999, former President Bill Clinton had offered clemency to Rivera and 15 other FALN members on the condition that they renounced the use or threatened use of violence for any purpose. Lopez Rivera refused. Back in 1999, CBS News reported former New York City police officer Richard Pascarella was blinded and lost five fingers on his right hand in an FALN attack. He was outraged that 12 will be released. They will reorganize, he said. They will again voice their ideology on the American public with a bomb and with a gun. The New York Fire Department and the New York Police Department, as well as the New York Daily News and Univision, have dropped out of sponsoring the parade due to the decision to honor the convicted terrorist. But New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has no problem marching with him.
Nelson Mandela was viewed as a terrorist in 2008. Martin Luther King was the most dangerous man in America by the FBI. He was shot and killed violently. What we're saying, we do this
did
very
often. Did Martin Luther King commit armed robbery? What are you saying?
What I'm saying is we conflate a lot of issues. We oftentimes
not even attacking the cause.
Sure.
I'm merely saying armed robbery and making bombs are not legitimate forms of political expression.
Well,
the
United States has supported people who have done violent acts in the course of getting their freedom across the world.
Okay,
what we tend to do is with people...
it's people like you who will be responsible for them. People
actually,
who told their constituents it's okay
like
to use violence.
Who actually try to conflate issues. But what I'm saying to you, whatever it is that is brought up when it comes to strategies for freedom and justice, the people who are privileged usually try to dictate what should be done
who
people should celebrate.
All of us, of all colors and all incomes, can agree that armed robbery is not legitimate.
Mayor de Blasio, Congressman Luis Gutierrez, and other leftist leaders have swallowed Rivera's lie that he was a political prisoner. Yet four Americans died and more than 50 were injured on January 24, 1975, after the FALN claimed responsibility for the bombing of Manhattan's historic Francis Tavern, the pre-revolutionary meeting place for the Sons of Liberty. The left's open hatred for America and everything it stands for will be on full display June 11, 2017. John Bound for InfoWars.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified this election cycle.
It's a guy named Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From InfoWars.
From InfoWars.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
One of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
The conspiracy du jour, Hillary Clinton is harboring a secret medical condition.
You just had to keep digging, didn't you, Alex?
I heard it on Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
And this really, this is so disgusting.
The juice of these pickles is on you, Alex Jones.
It goes right from Alex Jones, and it shows up in Donald Trump's mouth.
Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama.
The very fringe of the conspiracy movement, like Alex Jones, are being kind of incorporated into the campaign.
If Trump gets elected, he's going to be Secretary of Defense.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
Bill Clinton is a rapist, InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist!
Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
The New World Order sends its regards.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Last week, I said this on air, but I've also privately talked a lot about it to friends and family and crew. The whole Russia narrative, the whole Trump's a racist narrative, the whole Trump is evil, misogynist narrative is imploding. Despite all the push polls and all the spin and all the deception, Trump is going up in scientific polls. And the establishment is panicking. They've hit him with everything they've got. They have committed so many just absolutely massive distortions and lies that they are now discredited. And they've committed so much illegal leaking that it's now a gigantic criminal scandal, and they're being exposed and caught. They're painted into a corner. Now, Kathy Griffith, or Griffin, comes out, the CNN kind of failed comedian. Looks like a store mannequin. And she comes out, and with a TMZ videographer, reportedly, creates this image of the president with his head cut off, with blood pouring out across his face. Most of you have already seen the image. It's the top story in the world since it came out yesterday because it's so iconic. The girl next door looks like an elementary school teacher in a nice 1950s blue dress holding up the severed head of President Trump. All you need to do is pick an image out of ISIS's playbook, and the two images are basically identical. Now, why are people so upset about this? Because everyone is fed up with it. Everybody sees through it. I have seen every major newspaper in the country call for Trump's death, call for Trump's murder. I've constantly heard the left go, man, I sure hope ISIS beheads him. That is a popular meme. Every time there's a terror attack, they say, good, go cut some Trump supporters' heads off. I see this all the time directed at me. Where they say, Jones, I hope ISIS blows you up or kills you. And, of course, ISIS has put some of our reporters in their videos. Well, now, New York Times columnist tweets joke about killing Trump. Remember that? L.A. Times journalist hopes for Trump's death. Remember those headlines? MSNBC counterterrorism analyst calls for ISIS bombing of Trump property. Calling for ISIS to strike Trump buildings on international television. We've got that clip. So now we're being told that Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself, the president says, and some are saying it's criminal what she did. No, you can say it's art. You can say that it's a symbol of what you think of Trump. Now, if you call for someone to cut his head off, then it's a completely different kettle of fish. But these other people that have been calling for the president to die have been calling for others to kill him, they know exactly what they're doing. It is an avalanche. It is a tsunami. It is a torrent. For calls for violence, calls for attacking Trump, his family, his wife, Bow Wow calling for raping Melania Trump and putting her into sex slavery, Snoop Dogg putting out videos about killing the president with a lookalike. This is the atmosphere they've created, and now they know it's backfiring. So MSM has now chosen to pick Kathy Griffin as the scapegoat. I'm not defending her. I don't like her. I don't like her politics. She wants open borders. She wants globalism. She apologizes for the refugees. As far as I'm concerned, people like her are partially responsible, just like the Pope, for these terror attacks that they try to basically whitewash. But she's a useful idiot in the final equation, because all these other people went even further, actually calling for his death or his murder or saying they want to kill him, and they didn't get in trouble. She now says, I beg for your forgiveness. That video is coming up. So I'm not defending her. But when the Church of Satan even piles on and says that she's horrible, well, then you know that it's part of an establishment move, because they understand that all these attacks and all these calls for violence on Trump are doing nothing more but backfiring on them in a big, big way. Now, all of that said, I have a video clip that I'm going to play here of celebrities. This is a small sampling, from Madonna to Snoop Dogg, threatening to kill Trump. we come back, I'm going to announce a major initiative against this MSM terroristic bullying. That's what it is. The MSM has been involved in terroristic bullying of the American people, and the Kathy Griffin saga has taken it to rock bottom. And they have tried to force feed us all this garbage. So at least for now, they're taking a pause on their assault on Trump, because everything they did in the campaign failed. Then they tripled the assault the last 5 months. That failed the last 6 months. And now they're taking a respite and trying to reorganize and decide what new lies they need to push and put out. Because the Russian narrative is falling apart. Everything else they put out is falling apart. The fact that Trump's mentally ill, that's falling apart. So they're now kind of reassessing things and putting the brakes on things with Kathy Griffin, a third-rate failed comic, who they are now deciding to throw over the side of the boat. Because there are real debates in the whole Soros globalist combine about whether they're going to have nationwide riots coming up in July that they're already financing, cop-killing riots, civil unrest. I mean, that's being prepared right now. And so that's why Kathy Griffin and others have been encouraged to act like this, and it's been a safe climate to engage in this type of criminal activity in many cases, where we see terrorism experts saying terrorists ought to strike Trump properties, inviting the attacks, recommending them, colluding with them. That's what Al-Qaeda and ISIS is internet media personalities, production houses, trying to encourage lone wolves to go out and carry out attacks. And that's what the media has been doing. They've been acting just like Al-Qaeda and just like ISIS. And that's why the new contest we're launching is called Expose the MSM Media Terrorist. And you've got the Chicago Tribune and everybody pointing out that Trump's properties are the soft targets. Again, trying to run down the value of them, you name it. These people are at war with us, and now their silent war, their secret war has been out in the open, and they're getting their butts kicked, so now they want to pull back. That's what's happening right now, because it's not working. Let's go to that clip.
His wife said, well, he's a tough guy. He's not a tough guy. He's a bully, and he's a bitch, and he can suck my and I'll meet him in a hotel room any other day of the week.
I hit pause real quick. Slugger. Look at this poor guy. He looks like the Catwoman. He's had so many plastic surgeries. Used to be a great actor. Bombed out of his brain. Totally insane. I know folks that know him in Hollywood. Mickey Rourke threatening the president. Now he'll meet him with a baseball bat. And all these other tough guys, how they want to hurt or attack the president. All because he wants to try to protect the country and stop people like the guy that came in from Libya and blew up all these little girls. Let's back this up one more time. See, Mickey, being a tough guy is actually taking care of your family and your country and not siding with Islamicists and having a big rubber face. I mean, you look like a clown. You look like an overweight tranny. You're the overweight tranny. And then we've got Kathy Griffin. She looks like an Iranic, a anorexic tranny or something. I'm not against trannies. I'm just pointing out that we've got... I'm trolling the media there. I'm doing that on purpose. It's a joke, folks. I'm not bashing trannies. It's a joke. Even though he does look like the Joker or something. Let me be serious and play the clip. Here it is.
His wife said, well, he's a tough guy. He's not a tough guy. He's a bully and he's a bitch and he can suck my and I'll meet him in a hotel room any other day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger. Kiss my mother ass, you bitch punk sucker.
Yes. I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
And then, of course, Kathy Griffin with the severed head of Trump. They're all trying to say it's okay to be violent. It's okay to go out and kill. It's okay to kill the president. Let's simulate it. Let's get some copycatters doing this. Let's hype this up. This is a group of criminals trying to terrorize this country, trying to bully us into submission. And the bullying isn't working, scumbags. And all the little Hollywood turds that live behind big walls and have armed guards and that live in this free country and that run back to this nation like Ariana Grande after she says, I hope my fans die, and after she promotes open borders, after she demonizes Trump, they still run back here. They don't run to the Middle East. They don't run to Syria. They don't run to Iraq. They don't run to Libya. They don't run to Saudi Arabia. And who's our government backing? The most radical Islamic groups in the Arab Spring that all over North Africa and all over Eastern Africa and all over the Middle East and all over Central Asia, they're beheading and murdering and enslaving and cutting women's genitals off. And I'm so sick of Katy Perry, and I'm so sick of Ariana Grande, and I'm so sick of Kathy Griffin and all these people running around trying to whip up war, trying to whip up violence, trying to whip up a civil war in this country when you don't even know how to shoot guns. And the main military is awake, and the main police forces are awake. And they're awake that you have waged a war against the police and local government because you want to bully and intimidate them into submission under the Strong Cities Initiative of the United Nations so that they become totally political and under your control as tools and implements of oppression. Well, guess what? That's not working, and that's not going to happen. You are in checkmate, not us. Our king, our queen is in the rear with the gear, and we've got our knights closing on you in a pincer attack. You are already in check with nowhere to run. Checkmate. The problem is, will you try to cause riots? Will you try to overturn the table because you're becoming a regional party, because you're becoming a joke, because we, the libertarian patriots, are taking over the globalist power structure? Are you going to realize you're beaten? No, you're not. You're going to put out more lies, more garbage, more disinfo, and you think you're going to get away with it when you're not. And let me make the new announcement. It's up on Infowars.com. It just went live. It is also up on Big League Politics. The story again is on Infowars.com. Mike Cernovich called me last night. He called me last night, and he said, Alex, I got a really good idea with this Kathy Griffin story. He said, you know how you did your Bill Clinton's a rapist contest and shelled out about $125,000 on that, and how it happened thousands of times on national TV. It's still happening at Democratic rallies. They tried to change the subject onto Trump being a sexual predator with no evidence. When Bill Clinton has settled rape cases and done everything else, and his wife defended pedophiles and other rapists that she knew were guilty, she's admitted that. So they took their big weakness, just like they were weak on Russia, so they blamed that on Trump. They took their big weakness of their sexual predator activities and Jerry Epstein and Anthony Weiner and all the child porn garbage. And so they then projected that onto Trump. So what we did is we said, listen, we've got to take action. So Roger Stone and many others worked to get Bill Clinton's rape victims into that debate. And I worked with you, the listeners, to go out and simply say Bill Clinton's a rapist. And to make it more fun, everybody that gets the shirt for more than 5 seconds or so, clearly on TV, you get $1,000. If you do it and get Infowars.com out and the fact that the mainstream media are anti-American terrorists, that the fake news are a bunch of terroristic bullies, terms like that, out on CNN, Fox, I don't care. CNN's who we're targeting because she works for CNN. She doesn't just do the ball drop. She's routinely on CNN. She does comedy for them. I see her on there all the time. I don't even watch much CNN. So she's a CNN worker. She's a CNN employee. And to fund this, we're going to sell a T-shirt. You also get $1,000 or $2,500. If you're seen wearing the T-shirt on national TV, C-SPAN, your local news, if that then gets picked up nationally or goes viral, I will choose $1,000 or $2,500 until it hits $200,000. Last time we hit $100,000 in like a few weeks. Just so many people did it successfully. And then still other folks were doing it, so I still paid out to some other folks, but I didn't really have the money. I don't really have $200,000 laying around, but this is worth it. This is a key crack in their facade. America is awake now. They jumped the shark. This is iconic. So the shirts are being produced right now. Take them a week to get here. So have your shirts the next week and a half. But don't wait for that. We're putting the PDFs up on Infowars.com at Infowars.com/contest or just on the front page right now, Operation Exposed Terrorist Media. I'm going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. I'm going to tweet it out on Paul Watson's Twitter. Please retweet it. You can make your own graphic, your own image, have a poster board, make your own T-shirt. I don't care what you do. However you do it, just get it on the news that CNN is a terrorist organization, that they're terrorizing people, that they're bullying, that they're promoting when Trump supporters get attacked and saying it's okay. But it's bigger than that. We're just using CNN and we're using Kathy Griffin as the poster child because they are the fake news network. You can do it to MSNBC, CNN, Fox. I don't care. All the big morning shows, all of them, just don't break the law and don't get on private property. There's lots of ways to do it with a bullhorn or behind people or maybe pull up with a truck right where you know they're about to do a live feed with a big poster on the side that says CNN is a terrorist organization. Or it could be any other meme. Daria put one out today on our Twitter that is the big high priestess that the Clintons go to. It's admitted in the New York Times, who does the occult rituals that even little kids attend. The Aleister Crowley stuff. We've got her with the goat's head next to Kathy Griffin with the bloody Trump head, next to an ISIS guy with a head. And we say they all support open borders. They all support globalism. And they all want to run your lives. That's what they have in common. It could be something like this. Liberal scum wants to run your life. You put that on the side of a truck. You drive that truck, you know, peacefully, wherever they're doing a live feed, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. I don't care if it's a baseball game, a basketball game, a college game. Some people standing up the stupid college games on ESPN, holding up all their signs and stuff about the team they care about or the football player or basketball player they love or baseball player they love. Put something like this out and get Infowars.com involved. And that creates a massive lensing effect. An amplification effect where everybody then tunes in to Infowars.com and we reach new people. Now, it makes the media attack me more. It makes them try to shut us down, makes them try to come after us. But that's the way it is. I'm in an information war. I'm a big boy. Thank you for your prayers that really came through yesterday. You notice you're not hearing anything in the news about the big court case yesterday and my family case. Just praise God and Jesus Christ for the truth so far coming out. And a good future for my family and my children. And just thank you all for your prayers and support. I'm not going to say anything else. Just fake news media has got big egg on their face. And that's why the MSM walked out of that courtroom and didn't print a word. Not a word. Did not print a word. I'm going to leave it right there. But thank you all for your prayers. I know it's prayer. Thank you. God bless you all. Now, you got to go into the furnace first, folks. You got to go in the lion's den first. And sometimes you don't make it out of the lion's den. Christ chose to be torn apart to be an example. And I'm not saying I'm Christ-like. The Bible says we should all try to be Christ-like. But in the fact that I'm willing to go all the way, that is one of my only Christ-like attributes. That I love people, and I hate tyrants, and I'm not afraid of them. And I realize sacrifice. I don't want to die. I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want to be imprisoned. I don't want to lose my family. But you know what? I'm going to lose my family anyways if I don't stand against this enemy. There's no turning back from this, boys. So, this is the biggest meme I've ever seen. We're going to make this context, this whole contest, a meme factory where we post everybody's memes. I mean, you can use the Ben Garrison meme we just showed or one of the other cartoonist memes. We put it back on screen. You can put that on a side of a truck or on a poster board and then just plug Infowars.com. That way Ben Garrison gets promoted, the truth gets promoted, and of course, what's the new symbol? The new Ben Garrison logo, the new Ben Garrison genius art. It's Kathy Griffin's cutting her own head off with a butcher knife saying, oops. And that's the other T-shirt we're having designed right now is her cutting her own head off. It is crazy. He thought of the same thing. In fact, I thought about her cutting her nose off. And the graphics guy said, wouldn't it be better just have her cutting her own head off? I love how great minds think alike. But that is exactly what she did. She cut her own head off. Hey, let's call Ben and see if we can license putting that out on the front of a shirt right now. So I can manufacture these in the U.S. These shirts turn them around in days. We're going to go wild with this. She's their new poster girl. Let's make her that. $200,000 contest. But the real fun's going to see MSM on its knees, hiding out, afraid to go outside, because everywhere they go, we're going to be there exposing them as terroristic bullies, and we've now called their bluff. This is exciting!
On the march.
Yes!
The Empire.
Ah! 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 Oh, yes!
Radio Network.
Yeah!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off colloidal silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
So, have you been hiding under a rock, which I don't blame people doing? It broke yesterday afternoon, Kathy Griffin, the failed CNN comic, working with a TMZ journalist, reportedly, a journalist, camera person, did an iconic video and photographs of her in a Miss America 1955 blue dress with her red hair, complimenting a dummy head of Trump that looked a lot like him with blood running down the face. And Barron saw it and got really upset, obviously, that they've been calling for Barron to be killed. They've been calling for his mother to be killed. They've been calling for his sisters and brothers to be killed. I have stacks of news articles here. New York Times columnist tweets jokes about killing Trump. LA Times journalist hopes for Trump's death. I mean, you all know about every major globalist, minion, wannabe tough guy out there has been talking about how they want to kill Trump, how they want to blow up the White House. MSM counterterrorism analyst calls for ISIS to bomb Trump properties. I mean, we can play that clip if you want. That's from a month ago. Kathy Griffin should be ashamed, says Trump. People ask, is it illegal? No, she didn't say kill the president. She did some very obnoxious performance art, you could argue, that is pushing the idea of violence and this whole atmosphere of the riots they want in July that Mike Cernovich first broke months ago that Soros is admittedly funding at double the rates he was ever funding civil unrest previously. He's been a big part of overthrowing parts of the Middle East, Ukraine, you name it. So he means business. They're planning something big this summer. But finally, this caught the public. And it's just people are so sick of it, and the demonization has backfired. I was telling crew members last week, I said it on air, I said they've hit bottom, it's now backfiring, what is their next tactic going to be? And I believe it's going to be false flags to make themselves the victims. We'll talk to Mike Cernovich, whose idea it was to have this contest, and I want him involved in this, help him promote it, in the middle of it, and I guess kind of a ringmaster. Because the whole world is a stage, each of us players upon it. We believe in what we're saying and what we're doing, but we're doing this as art to expose the globalists. And we want it legal and lawful, $200,000. That means you could have 200 winners at $1,000 a piece. But people that say Infowars.com, at least a couple times, and something like terroristic bullying media is the enemy of America, CNN is fake news, Infowars.com is real. And it's okay if you throw in other stuff. And you throw in Drudge Report or you throw in Mike Cernovich. But we're the tip of the spear and we're the main information warfare ship under attack. I mean, we are under the big frontline attack, ladies and gentlemen. But in my experience, we've got to go through the attack and then it always gets better on the other side. It's rough in the fight, but we come out stronger at every level. Life's like a video game, or video games are imitating life. Every level, it gets harder but more interesting, and you get stronger. And we've just come through some big things the last few days in my personal life. Total prayer, absolute answers to prayer. That's why you hear nothing in the media about my personal life anymore right now. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But just thank God for your prayers and everything else. Audience, you're amazing. I am so humbled by you. When I'm out in public and I run into people, Hispanic, black, white, old, young, that doesn't matter. We're all together wanting liberty. And it's so humbling, whether I'm at the hospital, you know, having a baby, and, you know, there's white doctors and Asian doctors and black nurses and white nurses and black doctors, and they're all love me, and we're listening just days before, and I'm walking out of the delivery room, and I hear my voice, and people are listening to me on their earphones they've pulled out, and then I walk out, you know, side to the car, and people run up, and I'm not bragging about how big InfoWars is. The point is, you're awake. It's like radar we're sending out, or sonar. Is there anybody out there? We're getting so many pings. It's like, wow, half the public's awake. They just don't realize how much power they've got. So I'm going to launch probably 10 different T-shirts. They're all going to be limited runs. I'm going to print each T-shirt one time, and that's it. Okay? And we're going to have a whole bunch of variants. They're available right now of Kathy Griffin cutting Trump's head off and saying, CNN, terrorist. CNN at the top, image of her with a knife. Trump's bloody head, terrorist. CNN are terrorists. Or CNN, enemy. We're going to have CNN on top, under it, enemy. And other slogans like that to really get out there and get in their face. And how are people going to run up and get violent with us like they do with Trump shirts or InfoWars shirts sometimes when it's her doing violence? It's them. We take CNN, we take MSM, that's the enemy, we take their weakest point, 6% trust rates in a major AP study, and we say, oh, it's not about Trump now we're defending, it's about you are MSM, and we're against you, and we're all coming together, liberal, conservative, old, young, you name it, around wearing these T-shirts. And listen, everybody can make the Kathy Griffin T-shirts. I came up with the idea for Hillary for prison. Mike Cernovich came up with this idea and gave it to me because you know I'll finance it. It's not about personalities. It's not about who's number one. It's about how we're winning and magnifying all of each other for the big victory. So we're going to Mike Cernovich in just a moment. Get the shirts. It'll take 4 or 5 days to get them printed. They'll be here by next week. You will get the shirts shipped to you next week. Order the shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. That'll pay, hopefully, we sell a lot of them, for the $200,000 prize, okay? $100,000 was the last contest. It sent shockwaves throughout the campaign. It was a total game changer. Trump has told me personally that that contest and the Hillary for president got him elected. But the enemy knows that, too. That's why they're coming after us. I think that is the iconic shirt that our great graphics folks have put together. CNN terrorist. Robert is so amazing, and I hope you buy a lot of these shirts because he deserves a bonus. Operation Exposed Terrorist Media, Infowars.com/contest. Order one of these iconic shirts right now. I'm going to come out with 10 different designs, and we're going to print a limited run of each one. I never know which is going to sell. So if you want one of these shirts, this is your chance to support the broadcast and fund this. And a lot of people go out and say Bill Clinton's a rapist, like Mike Cernovich still does and others. They didn't want the prize money. They thought it was a great idea to be part of this movement. But it's about showing our power. It's different than a flash mob. It's different than the media saying it killed Trump supporters or attack Trump supporters, and then people go out and do it. This is about peacefully going out, showing our power, exercising our free speech, and showing how numerous we are and how diverse we are, and it sends them to their knees at Cleveland. And then we're going to our guest for RNC. When they came to a rally that had like 4,000 people at it, and a third of them were black, the other third were Hispanic. I'll be honest, I don't see any Asian people there because they're too busy working. Like us white folks and Hispanics and blacks, we're working, but we'll still go out and protest. I just don't ever see Asian folks protesting. And I'm not bashing Asians. It's just a fact. We've all seen it. But the crowd was at least half, quote, minority. That scares the daylights out of these people because they know we're unifying folks. That's why they say we're racist all day, because they're so scared of unifying around a culture of wealth and productivity and self-defense and men being men, women being women, and success and honor and community. We're ready for it. We want it. We're tired of being told we're crap all day, turned against each other. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Go get your T-shirt today. Also, we're extending the Memorial Day special because these are some of the biggest specials on two items, the biggest ever, on colloidal silver and on Knockout. You sign up for auto ship, it's 75% off. It's already 65 on the colloidal silver. It's 75. That's a loss leader. Sign up for auto ship. Knockout's not 50. It's 60% off. Sign up for auto ship and brain force is 57% off, not just 47% off. And that way you're always supporting the broadcast. That way the orders come in. You know you're going to need more in a month or 60 days or 90 days. You just click that. It reorders for you. Cancel anytime. But that way you don't have to remember to get your brain force or get your X2 or get your knockout. And by the way, when you sign up for it under this, it locks it in the next time at the sales price. That's the exciting part about it. Go read the reviews. I'll give you more of the reviews later because I want to go to Mike Cernovich. But this is such an exciting time to be alive because I've been waiting for another contest. I've been saying, you know, we pioneered having these contests for free speech, legally and lawfully, with the Bill Clinton rape stuff and the vaccine awareness things I've done, the Bill Clinton Joker and the Obama Joker stuff we've done. But I've been waiting for the right moment, waiting for the right thing. And when I saw this Kathy Griffin thing, I said, this is going to be huge. She's going to be destroyed by this. They've gone too far. People are fed up. She did this right at the right moment where people were finally sick of the poison, about to throw it up, about to reject it. And the numbers show that, but I can feel it. She came right at the right time where they now are throwing her overboard. And why are they doing that? That's another big question. Because they're preparing riots this summer. They want to pull back now and have the media act like they're not for the violence because they're getting ready to actually trigger it. They've got it built up and ready. Now they want to start decrying it a month out from July before they trigger it. We're almost exactly a month out from the July 3rd riots that are publicly planning nationwide. So they want to pull back, act like they're all for peace, so they can act like they've repudiated those calling for violence ahead of it and ahead of them launching false flags on patriots. I've been kind of analyzing it, and kind of the teletype just popped out. That's my analysis. So Mike Cernovich, the man that thought up this counteroffensive against these terroristic bullies that are MSM, great job, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Right when it happened, I thought, because, you know, a lot of people listening at home don't realize that Alex and I had a big meeting in Austin, and we said, you know, we really want to find ways to help people who listen and maybe want to make a career in journalism, but you can't hire everybody, but we want to find ways to spread the wealth around voluntarily. And this contest is a way for people to say, hey, maybe I'm a young kid, I'm struggling, or hey, maybe I want to get into the media game or whatever, but I don't know what to do.
And it's fun to add some booty in there.
Exactly. So help people out financially. Alex and I, we don't fly around in private jets. We're not driving around, you know, in 50 different cars or whatever. We're always thinking, how can we pump this money back into our economy so that people are no longer afraid to lose their
jobs? Exactly, because just like Henry Ford said, he was a bad guy in many ways, but he's right. They go, why do you pay people 10 times what anybody else does? He goes, because I want to build an economy where they can buy the cars. I want to build a middle class. We need a middle class. We need to spend money and build things, or there isn't a civilization to live in.
That's exactly right. Building our own economy is the exact phrase that Alex and I used at an Easter brunch we had with my wife and daughter. We said, how can we build up more people? How can we build this economy so that people have more success and more prosperity? So these contests are a perfect way. And then, of course, this contest, which, you know, the rules are, they're not that strict if you read them. We're not trying to play games with people. We're trying to reward good faith efforts for people to spread the message that CNN is ISIS, that they are a terrorist organization. They are trying to not just get Trump killed, but they're trying to get everybody who supported Trump killed.
And it shows how arrogant they are. And again, a $100,000 contest brought them to their knees, probably changed the outcome of the election. Imagine what $200,000 is going to do. And again, we reserve the right, because moles can go out and try to false flag us and do bad things with this. So we reserve the right to refuse, you know, anybody winning. But we paid out to everybody, folks. You saw the contest winners. But it's not even about that. It's about getting back in their face, pointing out that mainstream media is the enemy and that we will not put up with their bullying anymore, Mike.
Yeah, and it's about speaking out, which is why when I was at that Austin rally, I took on the microphone and said, Bill Clinton is a rapist. And then you triggered that kind of animosity and anger from them that Kathy Griffin has. But here's the way I look at it. If Alex wants to give an event, he's going to have people disrupt it. If I'm going to do an event, people are going to disrupt it. It is time for us, legally and lawfully, if we see CNN out there recording an interview, we need to get right up in there. It's free country, public space. We have every right to go up there. That when CNN is filming something out on the street corner, they don't have a right to exclude anybody. They don't have that property right there. So people have every right to go up there and say, why is your employee, Kathy Griffin, a terrorist? Why do you support terrorism? Why won't CNN do the right thing and renounce terrorism? See, we have every right to do it, and we're going to exercise that right, and we want to incentivize people to exercise that right.
And again, Mike Cernovich is our guest. Let's expand on that. If you just joined us, I've launched many of these campaigns, but the most successful was obviously the Bill Clinton's a rapist situation. You didn't need to buy the T-shirt. We had the MP3. We have the JPEG image up on Infowars.com so that you could download it, so that you could use it. You can make your own image. If you don't have the T-shirt, that's fine. You can just paint it on a shirt, or you can put it on the side of your truck. However you do it creatively, as long as it gets out on the news, national news, $1,000. You get Infowars.com in and get audio in on top of it. That this woman is, and the mainstream media are the enemy and are terrorists and have been terrorizing us and that they are a foreign force, you get $2,500. And again, I had a $100,000 budget. I went over $125,000 last time because there were stragglers coming in that did a great job. Even though I'd stopped the contest after a month, they kind of got mad, so I paid out some more people. Okay, but we're not made out of money here. But I just know, I feel in my gut this is going to absolutely take off. It was going to be $100,000. Remember last night we talked, but I'm doing $200,000. And listen, if you buy enough T-shirts, it could become its own economy. Those of you that have money, buy the shirts, promote free speech, let the mainstream media know that they're the enemy, meet like-minded people, and then I'll just keep putting the money back in. We'll go to $1 million, $2 million, $5 million. I mean, theoretically, if enough shirts got bought, we would change the whole landscape of the country, the greatest meme ever seen, and you'd have people winning $5 million.
Exactly right. So people can buy 10 shirts, give them out. Buy 10 shirts, give them to homeless people, right? I just thought of that. What do you think of that, Alex?
Give them to homeless people, and then they're going to be walking billboards.
Wow. Yeah, so I just thought of that right now, that people who are more successful could buy, you know, 10 shirts, 100 shirts, walk around and give them to homeless people, and then we'll have everybody wearing these shirts.
And you know what? The homeless and trendies and people, they like violence and death and blood. We don't. But they'll love these shirts, and they'll wear them.
Exactly, and then that'll spread the meme even further, because we want everybody to know that CNN, I mean, think back to this, Alex. For 18 months, the media has lied about the violence against Trump supporters. They've incited it. They call us Nazis, and then they go, it's okay to punch a Nazi.
And it came out in the WikiLeaks they were sending women to start fights to get beat up to blame us.
Exactly, the bird-dogging and everything. All CNN had to do when Kathy Griffin posted that was to say, that's wrong. We discouraged this, and she's gone from New Year's Eve. They couldn't even do that. She is still going to host New Year's Eve. As of right now, she will still be hosting New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper.
That's right. That's right. We want her fired. They want to fire Sean Hannity and people for investigating reasonable murder investigations. They want to fire O'Reilly for settling stuff, 10 years ago, and I'm not even defending him. But then this woman and this whole culture, they're saying kill Trump, basically. Many of them are actually saying it, and none of them get in trouble. They all need to get in trouble because they're trying to foment insurrection. When we come back, Mike Cernovich, let's start getting into something you've been on for months. They now admit Soros and others are funding in July massive civil unrest, violence, new waves of cop killing have been announced by leftist groups. They're so bold. They're planning something big. Tell us about your intel on the other side and how this, what we see with Griffin ties into this. But briefly, you've got several websites, Twitter, you name it. How do folks follow you?
The easiest way right now is twitter.com/CERNOVICH, twitter.com/Cernovich. You can get plugged into the books, the videos, the documentaries, the journalism, all from twitter.com/Cernovich.
Absolutely. And I'm late to Twitter, but I'm really starting to get on it, folks. Real Alex Jones. Please follow us there. And of course, over on Watson's at Prison Planet. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And I'm here to tell you, we got all the cards and we just play them. We got the globalists in a stranglehold. Yeah!
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required, and you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8787 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 8787.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
All the leaves are brown, the sky is gray.
Stern Division is with us a little bit in the next hour. Then Roger Stone is here in Austin. He is going to be in studio with us. Why is Roger Stone here? Because I'm intending to launch in the next month and a half or so. I just got to set an absolute deadline and go with it. I got to come up with the name of the shows. I'm getting all people in place, the equipment to launch basically a TV network. And we got the satellites, and we already have some cable and some TV stations picking us up. But cable TV that's in a talk radio format, something I launched 15, 16, 17 years ago, that's basically tailored to talk radio. So that's what's going on. That's what's being built. That's what's being set up. Cernovich is going to have his own show. Stone's going to have his own show. David Knight's going to have his own show. Owen Schroer is going to have his own show. And they're going to be somewhat roundtables for part of it, because a lot of our hosts will be remote, but we'll also be anchored by professional stuff with, you know, HD audio and video here in Austin, Texas. We're about to upgrade everything. We've got new, huge, $500,000 studio going in, just the studio, another $250,000 of equipment. That sounds like a lot. That's cheap to build TV studios, but these are nice, and we're really making a run at them. So I'm so excited. I know in my heart, my spirit, that this Kathy Griffin CNN is a terrorist organization meme is going to take over. And again, it's not just about CNN. It's any MSM you want to target. They're all in on it. Expose them. It's just the meme that everybody knows about Griffin and CNN. So you use that to bring solidarity together. I know this is going to be huge. Think about the Bill Clinton's a rapist. That's still happening every few days at Democrat rallies. People get on the mics and say Bill Clinton's a rapist. I mean, this is devastating them. What do you make, though, as I asked you earlier, about the plans for riots a month from now? I think they're backing off open calls for violence a month out, because suddenly the guns have stopped. They're saying don't talk call for violence, because they want plausible deniability in 1 month when their operatives start burning down cities.
Yeah, well, it turned out even that Portland, terrible person in Portland, he was a left winger running a PSYOP against the right wing, and we actually exposed that before it could even happen.
That's so, right. Explain that. It's now come out that he was a Democrat and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, so when it happened, I was covering the story, and I got a phone call when I was doing a live stream, and a guy goes, no, we were at the rally. We called the police on him. They reported him, that the Patriots, the Trump supporters, reported him to the Portland police, but the Portland police thought that that guy was going to hurt them. So he thought he was going to hurt Trump supporters, so they didn't act on it. And that was what happened. The Portland murder was preventable, but because of these stand-down orders that all these liberal police departments have, they didn't act on that tip that they received. So this Portland train suspect guy, he stabbed two people. I consider him a terrorist. He tried to pretend that he was a patriot, but when you went back through his social media, he said he hates Jews, he hates Christians.
Didn't he say he wanted to get you, too?
Everybody. Yeah, he wants to get everybody who supported Trump.
Well, look at him, and he's a sack of garbage.
Exactly. So the left-wing media was trying to frame us. This was a psyop.
And I'm not saying he's a sack of garbage because he has long hair. He has that idiotic look in his eye, that little belligerent gang member thing of like a 12-year-old punk. Total arrested development. Daddy wasn't home. Daddy never spanked him. He just thinks he can do whatever he wants. Well, guess what? You're going to prison now for 20 years, you dumbass.
Yeah, 35-year-old total loser, like every other terrorist, just a complete total loser, nothing going on. And he was a left-wing operative. And then I had sources who sent me the screen caps, he admitted that he was running a PSYOP because somebody buttered up to him and said, oh, hey, I noticed that you're with these Trump people. Let's frame them. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm running a PSYOP on the Trump people, and I want to frame them to make the Trump people look evil.
And that's why they're having to drop the story now, and you broke that again. It's not about praise, but about the fact that people take an action like Cernovich, you're changing the world. And when you take action supporting us and spreading the word and getting involved in this new contest, exposing the media terrorists, you are Paul Revere. I salute you all. Hour number two, 70 seconds away.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military.